This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Real Joe, 855-732-55. Let's kill those lights. Will you please lie to me over here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation. You really want to be involved and engaged. Because if you're involved and engaged, then you get some input from everybody, pretty much, right? You can figure out, well, some of you will be able to figure out how they came up with their decision to get behind, not get behind, how they feel about certain issues. But you know what? You got to hear other people's point of view. See, I don't want to make it sound like we're in a constant fight, although I feel that way sometimes. The only way you can push back on people, you can deliberate with people, discuss with people, is to hear different points of view and how they get to where they got in their thinking. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Sign up for the weekly email blast. I mean, one a week. Really, seriously, can't handle that? One a week. And if you don't like the emails, then you can do it by text message. Some of you should have just gotten one. It's you want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Seriously. Let's get involved. Let's get engaged, people. You know, I'm watching everything that's happening. Have you noticed at all that the Russian collusion investigation somehow has fallen by the wayside? We're not hearing much about it anymore. Really, really kind of funny. I mean, I was noticing tonight, and today I was flicking through the news channels and trying to, I have to do that. And I don't much care for it. But I'm flicking through the news channels trying to, you know, figure out where they're coming from and who's talking about what, where, when, and how. And it was so absent, it was obvious. Right? I mean, think about that. And I found that quite amazing, quite amusing, quite amazing. So I haven't been watching the debates that much. I mean, we may talk about it later on, but not much. I mean, what is there? You got, 117 socialists talking about how they're going to bring socialism to America. I already know what they're going to say and how they're going to say it, right? And this, they deserve her. This Marianne Williamson, right? I love this. She was the most, was it Googled? Candidate last night on Twitter. And if you think about all the candidates who were there, okay, no big whoop. But my God, what does that mean? If you're the most, she was Googled 3,400% more than she had been before. Right? That means 3,400 people Googled her. That's how you get the 34. For those of you who don't do math well, that means nobody. Never mind. Forget about it. You're too slow for this. Anyway, so I love this, right? So there's two universes in politics, right? The pundits and the actual voters. And the voters' opinion, the other ones don't really matter, right? She said that she warns of this dark psychic force of Trump. Does she think she's playing some kind of viral war game on the interweb? I asked that question because, you know, it's funny how nobody laughed at her and made fun of her. I talk about God, right? A force that can be, you know, you can see. Just look outside. Look at the trees, for God's sakes. I believe in an active God. And then we have this woman. I'm sure she's a nice lady. Don't know her. Right? She warns of a dark psychic force. And I just hope that the left has a field day with her. Wouldn't that be great? At least I think so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Donald Trump, he did it again. I can't believe this guy. I mean, seriously, we all know how much he can't stand Hispanics. He hates women. This is like, really. And apparently, he didn't take his medication. And I have proof. Because President Donald Trump said on Thursday that he's going to nominate U.S. Treasurer Jovita Carranza to lead the Small Business Administration. For those of you who can't figure it out on your own, a Hispanic woman. This guy has been nominating women in positions they've never been nominated for before. He's got more women around him in positions of authority than the presidents before him, and yet they still want to talk about how much he hates women. Because we stink at getting the message out. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Carranza will replace World Wrestling Entertainment co-founder Linda McMahon. Now, she announced last week that she was stepping down as SBA administrator. Jovita was a great treasurer of the United States, and I look forward to her joining my cabinet, Trump said in a tweet, announcing, you know, that's the other thing that drives him crazy. He's using Twitter as his own little private press release service, which I'm okay with. I think it's wonderful. I mean, it doesn't matter what the man says. He's going to send him in orbit anyhow. Cool. Carranza served as SBA deputy administrator from 06 to 09. Prior to that, she worked at the United Parcel Service, rising from... You ready? See, I love these people. I love these stories. She started off as a box handler. Right? She became president of its Latin American Caribbean operations. She started off as a box handler in these United States, I mean, with a company that was founded in the United States of America. And she worked her way up. A Hispanic woman. Oh, my God, that doesn't happen. Can't happen. This country is so racist, homophobic, womanphobic, I don't even know. I mean, seriously. This you couldn't write this episode. They wouldn't accept this episode for the Twilight Zone. Double C, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I think Dr. Bridges is going to join us right after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. We are back. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, I rail on a regular basis of stupid little things. Some of you probably just sit there and scratch your head and go, what the heck is he talking about? But it's okay. I don't mind. So I've got a whole bunch of stories together for the last couple of weeks. I've been waiting for her to return from California to get the heck out of here and get to her safe space. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does from time to time. Always appreciate her time with me. You're back in your safe space now, right?
You have no idea. It's so nice to be back in my safe space. It's great. The Xanax is put away. It's great.
Well, you were in California. I mean, you're a gutsy lady. You came out here from Texas. What is wrong with you?
I know. I needed to see the ocean, and I got to say it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It really was. And even we were in Carlsbad, Encinitas.
Oh.
Good people. I mean, the American flags out. It was nice to see. But gas? We had an RV. We have a 40-foot RV, and we're towing. So we filled up in Arizona, and then we filled back up in Arizona on the way back. So, yeah.
Oh, that was
expensive.
Great.
And straws and bags. So we forgot we needed to buy bags. We're like, no. My husband's like, carry it, kids. Let's go. Carry it.
I know. Culture shock, right? If you would, of some kind. When you come here, wait a minute. I got to pay for what? You know? No,
I
we don't
totally
have plastic straws. Yeah.
No, any paper straws that melt in your mouth as you're drinking your Coke? That's not going to work.
Well, you have to have two or three of them.
No.
You didn't know that?
It's,
I ordered two or three of them, so that when it comes to me, I got it. Oh, God.
What are you doing there, Joe, still? Yeah, why are you there still?
Please stop.
Get out.
I'm getting enough. Now, Tammy's shooting me that look like, yeah, what are we doing here? Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Come visit Northern Texas. It's the best.
All right. Okay, we'll come out there. We'll bring the whole family. I hope you have a lot of rooms.
We do. We got 5,000 square feet on 3 acres for a third of what we pay in California. So.
A third? I got news for you. Yeah. Good luck. I don't think we have 3 acres left here.
That's true.
You know, I was talking to you during the break, and I said that there's little stupid things that irk me. And one of them is, on my personal Facebook page, I try to keep it family-oriented, just kind of fun, lighthearted stuff. And I saw this story about a champion gymnast who had Down syndrome. And now she became a model, and she's breaking all those stereotypes. And, you know, she's a pretty young lady. And so I said, you know, this deserves some mention. So I put it on my Facebook page, and I put up there, you know, do you know that 95% of Down syndrome children are aborted? Look at what God can do, you know, when you allow that life, that blessing of life. Look what God can do. I can't get 10
Absolutely.
Likes. If I put up a picture of a cat with a watermelon hat on, right, and a fake sword, I'll get 300 likes. I can't get 10 likes of this. What's wrong with us?
It blows my mind. And you know what? Both sides should like this. It's all about inclusion for the progressives.
Yeah.
There's your inclusion. And she's a woman. She's beautiful. She's talented. She's doing it. She's really making it in today's culture. And I'm looking at her right now. So good for her. And then, of course, what it says about abortion and you know, selective reduction. I remember my husband and I went through infertility long ago, and I had like four, you know, babies at one time or, you know, whatever, fertilized eggs. And they're like, okay, so, you know, if we want to do genetic testing, so in case, you know, there's downs, and they said that you can have selective reduction. And I'm like, you mean kill my baby? And he's like, no. We call it selective reduction. And I'm like, call it what you want. We're not doing genetic testing. We're good. So, no, thank you. So, I this is a beautiful story.
We don't call it murder.
That's selective reduction. Like, they whisper it, you know? It's like, why are you literally... God can hear you. He can still hear you.
Yeah, but I'm with you. You know, again, beautiful young lady, breaks all the stereotypes and is actually out there doing something. And we have an organization close to us, just a couple miles from us, that deals with a lot of Down syndrome children and I don't know what else. You know, in my day, they call them, retarded, and everyone's going to go crazy
when
I use that word, but I don't know what other word to use. I don't know what the word is of the day, but they're wonderful kids, wonderful young people, when they give them opportunity, they have this organization where they're doing menial tasks and they're getting paid for it. So they teach them how to live in society. It's great, and yet you, to your point, you would think that the left would just love on this picture and on this story, right?
Totally, absolutely. You know, and this is in Northern California, you know, where she's originally from. Come on, that's liberal nation. We shouldn't be embracing this. Not one tweet. I'm not seeing any tweets from any kind of Barbara Streisand, Bette Midler, Joy Behar, nobody. Nobody.
You know,
they're losing their
minds. You think they would have her on The View or what? No, maybe?
Wouldn't that be incredible?
I would pass
that. That would be an incredible story.
Yeah, they're not going to do it.
I don't get it.
You know, we've gone so whacked now. You ready for this one? A parenting expert. Now you're into this, right? I mean, you're actually licensed for this. Yes. Question. But a parenting expert says now the grandparents need to get consent before kissing their grandkids, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Are we serious here? We have been. There was one. What was there? The one child psychologist about a year ago who I don't know how you do this. Said that you needed to ask for the baby's permission to change its diaper because you were evading.
Yeah, I remember,
that. I mean, really, do you know God's crying right now? He's going, I created you people for what? What are you doing? What child is this?
Yes.
Is there a medical term for this? There's got to be. I use crazy. You might have a different term.
You know, and it's so funny, you know, I write a column for a local newspaper every month, and, you know, people actually see me on the show, and I'm pretty, you know, in your face, you know, and not in a bad way, but here's what you need to be doing, and I get thanked all the time around here, but I get threats and calls from, you know, California and New York, you know, about what's this, I found your article, and it's like, oh my gosh, calm down, it's just common sense. But one that I wrote was about mental illness versus kind of a heart morality illness, because it almost is a slap in the face to call it a mental issue these days, right? It's we've got to think of a word. And so I'm starting to call it, you know, looking at the spiritual psychology of this world. Because if you can understand it, then it just will sit way better with you. You know, the teens and the PTS vets that I see that are dealing with depression and dissociation and PTS, all of that, that's a mental illness. What we're seeing in our country is a heart issue, and it's scaring me more than any mass shooter with a mental illness has, and I'll tell you that flat out.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. And more and more I look at this, I'm thinking to myself, it is a very small percentage of people who believe this stuff. Why aren't the same people speaking up? We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
10 Democratic contenders for the White House are in Detroit for night two of debates hosted by CNN. During opening statements, the crowd interrupted Cory Booker as he was talking about President Trump.
Calling it a disgusting, rat-infested, rodent mess. We need a nation that understands that these tired, old language,
Stand by, Senator.
I will stand by.
Most of the candidates spoke about the president, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Mr. President, let's get something straight. We love it. We are not leaving it. We are here to stay, and we're certainly not going to leave it to you.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, calling your local stations. You know, over the last few days, within the last 5, 6, 7 days, whatever it's been, we have picked up quite a few stations. And I just want to thank you guys. I really do, because I know, you know, part of it has to do with you calling the stations, poking people, poking station managers or what have you. So I really do appreciate the time that you spend doing this. And I'll update the list for you next week. And maybe now you don't have to listen on that phone of yours. You can actually tune in on that little... We don't tune anymore. We press the button. But in my day, you tune stuff in. But thank you. I really do. I mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does from time to time. I always love her perspective on some of the... insane things. I was going to say more sane things, but there is no more sanity. It's all gone, I'm telling you. Not even in Texas. I can give you some whack Texas stories, too, you know, lady. So thanks for being with me.
Absolutely.
So you're obviously not in agreement with the parental expert who says that grandparents now need to get consent before kissing their grandkids. I wonder what that consent would look like from an 8-week-old baby. What do you think?
Yeah, you got me. I'll have to defer to you on that one. I have no idea. A goo-goo or gaga.
Experts. What constitutes an expert? You wrote 4 articles on Facebook? Where did they come up with this?
You know, yeah, and that's the thing. And if they're actually experts, they would have had to do years of research, right, and interviewing. And, I mean, this is why I can call myself a parenting expert. I've done research projects. I've done dissertation. I've done postdoctoral work. On this, the only thing I can think of, too, it can almost be detrimental if you're actually, fine, we'll give it to you. You're an expert. You've done the research. So then you have to be asking leading questions of these kids, right? Does it bother you? Does it make you feel yucky? Does it, right? And then that's right. Just going to give them the wrong idea. And, I mean, good touch, bad touch, yeah, we can all talk about that, you know, as parents. But that is very different. This is bizarre. This goes way beyond that.
Well, and from a psychological standpoint, I mean, kids thrive on physical touch, do they not? They thrive on being loved on and hugged up.
We have to have it. You know, most species do. But we absolutely, as humans, have to. And there's just something so special about a grandma and a grandpa, and you know, and that kind of hug. And kids know. Here's the deal, right? I am an expert. Like I said, I've actually for 25 years studied this and worked with kids. They will tell you, you know, if somebody's, you know, touching them and they don't appreciate it and don't like it and feel weird. And I've even had cases, CPS cases, where I've had to do that. So kids know we don't need to, hi, Johnny, may I hug you today? Every time Sunday dinner is at Grandpa's house. It's just weird to me. It's too much. I'm all about choices, but that's weird.
Well, I love this. So, you know, we do stories on this kind of stuff all the time. In L.A. City schools, the teachers, the elementary school teachers, are not allowed to hug the kids. And if there's a touch,
right,
it's like a pat on the head. It's not really a hug or that kind of stuff. And there were a couple of stories recently, one of them I did, about the differences when the kids come to school in the morning, if the teachers are more personal with them, you know, a high five, or, this was in the story, a hug, a quick hug when they come into the class, what have you. The kids do better. They thrive. They do better in the classroom as a whole. They feel more included. There's that word. They feel more included. And yet, you've got some of these nut jobs going, no, no, no. You have to ask for permission from your grandkids to touch them. It makes no sense. The experts make no sense.
It is. They don't, except for me. But yes, a lot of them don't, especially the more worldly liberal ones. And you know, at one of the schools I worked we did an end of a year survey on what teachers do you feel welcomed, what are the ones that made you feel warm and they were more personable. And the results of it were the ones that high-fived us, that were waiting outside their classroom, were fist bumping, you know, or give us a little pat on in the back of, good job, I'm sorry you're having a bad day. So it was all the ones that physically did something, you know, in a very natural, fine, straight-up, right, professional way. So
yep.
That's
right.
How we connect.
I when I drop my granddaughter off at school sometimes, or pick her up or what have you, and you see the teachers, they love these teachers. They can't wait to get back to see her. She loves her teacher, you know, the big hug and look what I did for her, look what I drew for her. Can you imagine if all of a sudden the school district said, oh, you can't get that personal with kids. Not healthy for them, you know? Like, wow.
You can't. Yeah. And I'll tell you real quick, you know, in my, again, 25 years of working in this field and seeing how the culture changes, which every generation does significantly, more significantly now, every 10 years. But what we are seeing, and I can say this because it's a mental health issue technically, but to me it's more of a heart issue. We are seeing a wave of sociopaths being born and being made. Psychopaths are born, excuse me, and sociopaths are made. So we're seeing them being made. And this is why, because kids are not getting the attention they need, not getting the attention from their parents, not getting the physical touch. And all of a sudden they think that everything's to be questioned. The anxiety is high. You know, why can't I touch the teacher? Why can't I high five? It's all the thoughts we're putting in their heads, and we're seeing a generation of sociopaths, and it's going to continue if we're not careful.
Yeah, they scare me too. You know, the stories that I throw at you and that I do on a regular basis, it's all these groups on the left that wants us to become more loving and caring. It seems like everything they get behind pushes us away. You know, the Sex and the City writer, she admitted that she was wrong about feminism. And now at her more of a senior age, I'll be nice to her, she's saying she's truly alone. Everything she thought, everything she pushed, everything she believed was wrong. And, you know, so we're teaching these young ladies, and I know this is going to sound misogynistic, but we're teaching young ladies, no, go after your career. You don't need a man. You need to make your career first. You need to make your mark in society. Something like being the CEO of IBM or president is so much more noble than raising two or four or six kids that add to society, contribute to society. What happened?
Well, you know, and if you look back to the first wave, wave feminism, it's called, right? Original feminism. It was about being feminine. It was about, yes, allowing our intelligence and our smartness, you know, so we could vote, right? So we can have these certain abilities, you know, and rights. But it was still, you took care of the family, right? You embraced your feministic, your female side. And it's just gotten so twisted and turned around. So we've got to get back to what it was.
Can you even have a feminine side?
It was a good thing.
Can you have a feminine side? Are you allowed to use the word?
You could. You probably could more than we could.
No.
Now it's this horrible thing.
Yeah. It amazes me how they can't make up their mind whether they really want genderless or gendered. You know, it's really funny how Governor Newsom here in California, he's not married to the first lady. She refers herself as the first partner because she wants to be inclusive of gender neutral people. She wants to make sure we're gender neutral. However, there's a law in California now that recently passed that you have to have a woman on every major corporate board. So I'm thinking, do you want genders or don't you? Do you only want them when they fit? I mean, I'm thoroughly confused. I need help here.
That's because it's not about truly helping others. It's about power and control and confusion. And again, as a Christian, all I can go back is to what the Bible says, that in the end, you know, as the end times begin, there's going to be a lot of confusion because they're just making stuff up. They're redefining everything. But when you start redefining everything, nobody's going to agree, right? When you start making up what your morality is going to be, everyone's going to want their own. They want their own definition. They want their own morality. And it's the Tower of Babel all over again. No one knows what anyone's talking about anymore. And it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, what's sad, funny but sad, is that she talks about when she was in her 30s and 40s, she didn't think about kids. She didn't think about it. She didn't think about any of this other stuff. It was just about the stardom. And then when she got divorced when she came up in her 50s, and she's alone. And that's it.
Right.
There's no kids. There's only the book. And now, you know, it's becoming the show, that kind of stuff. So I kind of feel bad for her, but she's a grown woman. She knew what she was doing. Hey, when we come back, we got more crazy stories. So if you want to miss it, tune away. If you want to have some fun, come on back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
You don't want to be elected. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5516. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her on because I'm having so much fun with this. I'm sure she's cringing most of the time, but I'm having a good time with this. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does from time to time. And we're talking about just the crazy thing. You know, I like talking to you because it brings me back to knowing that not everybody's whacked. You know what I'm saying? From my point of view, anyhow. Thanks for being with me.
It's a pleasure. I'm sorry.
I know. Well, you're still trying to get over. So, apparently, a trans man is shattered at the realization that he or she has a period every month. And apparently when started the transition, I guess, back in 2012 and began hormone therapy and then recently changed the testosterone or whatever they use. I mean, I'm not familiar with all of this. Started having periods and freaked out that they would have periods. And I'm thinking, if you were born with all the feminine parts, and something starts to work the way it's supposed to, why would you be freaked out? I mean, this is really...
It happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way God made us. It's a X chromosome or a Y chromosome or an XY, so you can't have surgery to change your chromosomes. So...
You can't will yourself a certain way?
I'm telling you, Joe, we are like, we need to, you and I need to identify as billionaires and just go, stay at hotels for free. And,
start writing those checks and wonder why they're bouncing. That's what I'm going to do.
Happen. Credit cards? No, I identify as a billionaire. You take my credit card right now. Oh, my gosh.
Well, this is again, what we've done to our young people. What you believe yourself to be, what you want to do, makes it good, right, and okay. And then when the body starts working the way that God designed it to work, you're freaked out by it. We're not doing these people any kind of service here.
No, and I will tell you on a serious note, as a psychologist, that what this, reading this article and looking at what this woman is dealing with is body dysmorphic disorder. And that really is a very serious psychological condition that needs to be treated, because these are the exact ones that, some of these issues, and I don't know if they're making a joke about it or not, but this is what leads to the suicidal ideation, the depression, because they're very confused and not happy. And this will... feel like a trauma, translated a trauma to the brain. And that's what happens, just like anorexia, right? They think they're these huge fat people and they're really not. And this is, on a serious note, this starts to concern me, that this is what we're doing to our children. It's serious.
It's interesting how science and medicine seem to be sticking up more for transgenders than they do the gay and lesbian community. There's no change, physical change in the gay and lesbian community. It's attraction to same sex. But in the transgender community, you're suggesting that everything about your body is wrong. Everything that Mother Nature / if that's what you believe in, or God is what we believe in, everything that was made for your body to work and how to work is wrong and out of sorts. It could never be that you're just thinking wrong and out of sorts. It has to be your body. And I think that comes from years and years and years of these helicopter parents and parents to tell their kids, everything you say, everything you do, everything you think is true, right, and correct. What do you think?
Right. No, you're right. I mean, this all starts with the parents. The amount of true people that are born with psychological issues to this degree is small. It's a small percentage. And this is absolute environment. And that is the parent. That translates to the parents. But again, parents aren't there. Divorces are there, right? It's the kids are kind of left to fend for themselves. And you're right. It gets in their head. Social media is getting into their morality, and changing their minds. I see teens every single day, and I've had teens come to me and say, I'm not going to see you anymore because, I believe this and this and this. And I always ask them, where do you get your moral code from? We go through that. And your parents, the Bible, Oprah, Dr. Phil, and they're like, no, I just make it up as I go along. And, and these are church-going families that their parents have, and great parents on the outside, but they've handed them these devices and open the door to the world of anything goes. And kids are sponges, and they can't handle it. And so now they're just picking their poison and going through that door. So it's, we can joke all day, right, and find these crazy articles, but there is really a nugget of truth and a piece of truth to all of them. And it's very sad, again, because this is what I do. And I'm seeing such a wave, a scary wave of immorality and that is leading to suicides.
But Dr. B, most of these, yes, I know. I did an article 2 weeks ago on teen suicide on the rise here in this country. But isn't this truly, I mean, these are these parents, maybe in the back of their head, they really know this is wrong, or they really know this is something they should buy into, but they so want their child to be happy. They so want their child to feel like they fit in, they're comfortable, quote-unquote, in their own bodies. And they're not doing it just for ideological reasons. They're doing it because they really believe this shows the love they have for their child. And that's not the case, is it?
Well, no. No, it's lazy parenting, and it's parenting out of fear, and it's parental peer pressure. Those are the three things I talk about, again, you know, when I talk, and it's in the book I wrote, you know, about parent survival guide. But those are the three things. It's lazy parenting out of fear, and then, you know, just feeling that parental peer pressure. And it's just easier, right? It's just easier to say, go do your thing. Go figure it out. Good job. You know, because social media, right, and all these talk shows are telling them the same thing. And it's becoming generational now.
Even the doctors are telling them it's okay, though. Even there's doctors out there that they, quote, unquote, supposed to trust. But they're telling them this is all right, that this lifestyle is okay, and it's okay to identify this way. These are medical doctors, which I don't get. Goes against every bit of biological reality there is, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen that. Even taking my kids, you know, we try to find faith-based doctors. Sometimes we'll need a specialist, right? And they're not so, but they will ask right in front of me, you know, my children, is it okay if, you know, your mom's here, we're going to talk about this and this and this. And one even brought up gender, and is it okay if your mom's, you know, in the room when we talk about that? And I'm like, you know, I'm just like, excuse me? And they're like, yeah, it's their right. And I'm like, and my son, thank God, you know, literally was like, I know what I am. I don't even talk about gender. My mom's staying. You know, like, I don't even know what that question's about. It was just bizarre.
Yeah.
He was just there for a well check. Like, yep. He knows his gender. Do a DNA test or whatever, not a chromosome.
No, that doesn't count anymore. It doesn't count. You know,
I've
actually received negative emails when I said, okay, I'm with all of you. I've now jumped on the no male, no female bandwagon, okay? But the only way, if you want the truth that you keep talking about, if you want it to be real, then we're all either Xers or Yers, right? I mean, either you can't even identify. You either have the X gene or the Y gene. So forget men and women.
You can't erase it, yeah.
Right? You can't fix that.
That's it. You know, and if it was such a thing, then why don't we see it in the animal world, right? Why don't we see it? If there's a such thing as that, and evolution, and everything they're talking about, it would translate, and it doesn't. It doesn't. The way moms and dads take care of their young, the way moms and dads hook up in the wild, you know, and it's an animal world, it just doesn't make any sense. It just is so bizarre.
I am not trying to make fun, but I was a person that I have to deal with on a regular basis is gay, and we were talking about some of these issues, and at one point he said to me, you know, they've identified over 400 species of animals that, you know, that have gay tendencies or that have gay lifestyles. And I said, really? I said, so two things I have to say to that. One is, was there a form they filled out? I mean, I don't understand. How do you know? Somebody asked them? That's number one. And I said, number two is, I want you to think this from a scientific standpoint. There are millions of species in the world. Millions. And you're saying that you think you found 400. They have almost 400. In a science lab, they would throw that in a circular file. It would not count. You know?
Right.
So you can push all you want to. You can scream all you want that this stuff is real. But it's funny how they push people like you and I that believe in God. In some instances, we're crazy for believing in God. Science says this, so we ought to believe science. And then when you show them what science says about some of these things, they go, well, no, that science doesn't matter. It's what we feel.
Exactly. No, they never like the facts. And, you know, you and I especially being in, you know, we're outspoken and we speak out both, and we like to have our facts, and it's important to do so. And they still reject it. And I'm like, I'm
confused.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. You know, there's nothing else to say to you people.
All right, Dr. Bridger. Where do they find you? Can they find where do they find your writings? Don't put it that way. Your rent.
TrinityLifeSolutions.com. You can go
I
read
like
my,
it.
Cross Timbers Gazette as well.
We'll put that up on our website. People will be able to find
it.
No, really, seriously. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Hey, FBI agents went to Comey's house. Did you hear about this? To get the secret memos to get him out of there just after he was fired. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break.